Title: Arrange an Amen Style Jungle ARP for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build that classic jungle ARP that feels like it's coming through a pirate radio transmitter. Mid-forward, slightly unstable, a bit rude but still controlled in the mix so your Amen break and sub stay king. This is beginner-friendly, all stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and we're aiming for an 8-16 bar phrase that actually moves like a real track, not just a loop pasted for eternity. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. That's the classic jungle zone where the break starts to feel like it's skating. Now make a few tracks. One for drums and that's your amen. One for bass, like a sub or a reese. One for the ARP we're about to build. Then make two return tracks. Return A will be a short reverb. Return B will be a AW delay. And do yourself a favor, color code the tracks. Jungle sessions get visually chaotic fast, and you want your brain focused on groove, not on hunting for the ARP track. Now we write the ARP idea, but we're writing it like it belongs to the Amen. Create a MIDI track and on that ARP track load an instrument rack. Inside it, load Waveatable. We're going for a beginner-friendly rave tone. In Waveatable, start simple. Oscillator 1 on a basic saw wave. Turn on unison, around 2 to 4 voices, and keep detune modest, like 10-20%. Not trance-wide, we want energy, not a foghorn pad. Now make a 1-bar MIDI clip and loop it. Let's choose a minor. It's easy, it's dark-friendly, and it doesn't fight you when you start doing jungle-style transposes later. Put in a simple Amen 7 flavor, A, C, E, G. But here's the key. The rhythm matters more than the notes. Use 1/16 timing, but add gaps so it skips. A good starting pattern is hits on beat 1, then 1E, then 1A, then 2 and, then 3, then 3A, then 4 and. If you're thinking, that's weird, good. Jungle is supposed to feel like it's leaning forward and tripping into the pocket. Now humanize it a little. Add velocity variation, somewhere around 60 up to 110. Make a few notes quieter so it feels like ghost notes. And if it's still too perfect, nudge a couple notes slightly late, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Tiny moves. We're not doing sloppy, we're doing swing. Now, we make it Amen style, meaning choppy and percussive, using MIDI effects before the instrument. Before Waveatable, add an arpeggiator. Set style to up. Set rate to 1/16. 8 around 45-65%. So it's not held too long. Steps at 0 to 2. Keep it tight. Turn retrigger on, so it locks consistently. Right after that, add note length. Set the length short, around 40-80 milliseconds. This is huge for mixing. Short notes take up less space, they don't smear into the hats. And when you add reverb throws later, you get drama without washing the whole groove. Then add scale. Set it to minor, or lock it to a minor if you prefer. This is basically your safety net. Later, when you transpose or automate, you're less likely to suddenly hit a wrong note that kills the vibe. Now the pirate radio tone. This is where it stops sounding like a synth and starts sounding like a signal. After Waveatable, first add EQ8. High pass the ARP around 120-200 Hz with a steep slope. The ARP does not get to live in sub territory. That's your bass home. If it sounds boxy, dip around 300-500 Hz by 2-4 dB. Then add a gentle presence push around 2-4 kHz. Like +1 to +3 dB, that's the radio bite region. And if it's fizzy, do a small dip around 6-8 kHz. Jungle harshness builds fast up there. Teacher tip. Do a quick gain staging check right now, before any saturation. Make sure your ARP isn't crazy loud. If the ARP is peaking somewhere around -12 to -6 dB on the track meter, you're in a sweet spot. Saturation behaves way better when you're not slamming it. Next, add saturator. Choose soft sign for smoother grit, or analog clip if you want it more aggressive. Drive around 2-6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then adjust output so the level matches when you bypass it. This is a big one. If it's louder, you'll think it's better, and you'll overdo it. Now add auto filter, and this is the transmitter trick. Set it to bandpass. Start the frequency around 1.8 kHz, and you'll probably live somewhere between 1.2 and 2.5 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add a little drive, like 1 to 3, just to give it edge. That narrow bandpass is the pirate signature. It's like the ARP is shouting through a mid-range megaphone. Now add controlled width with chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Amount around 10-25%. Rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Width may be 70 to 120%. And remember, Amen breaks hate smear. If you go too wide, The ARP stops feeling rhythmic and starts feeling like a cloud on top of your drums. After chorus, add utility. Set width somewhere around 80 to 110% depending on the mix. Use utility gain just to place it. Now do a quick mono compatibility check. This is a habit that saves mixes. Put a utility on your master temporarily and set width to 0%. Listen for 5 seconds. If the ARP disappears, gets hollow or facey, back off your chorus amount or width, or keep the chorus, but put utility after it and reduce width until it stays readable in mono. Now we're going to arrange and automate it so it actually tells a story. Think tuning into a pirate station. Create an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 2 are the T's. Keep it thin and filtered. Automate the auto-filter bandpass frequency sweeping from about 2.5k down toward 1.6k. Keep reverbs and low, like minus 20 to minus 15 dB. Just a touch of space. Bars 3 to 4 are the lock-in. Open the bandpass slightly. You can do this by raising the frequency a bit or reducing resonance a little so the band feels wider. Increase saturator drive by 1 to 2 dB and bring the ARP track volume up 1 to 2 dB. Subtle jungle changes are often small but meaningful. Bars 5 to 6 of the broadcast overload moment. Do a reverb throw on the last eighth note or quarter note of a bar. Automate your return ascend briefly up to around minus 6 to minus 3 dB, then drop it back. And for that unstable signal wobble, add a tiny tuning drift. You can automate wavy-table fine tune by plus or minus 5 to 10 cents briefly. Or if you're comfortable, map an LFO to the filter frequency for a light wobble. The key is controlled. We want radio flutter, not seasick detuning. Bars 7 to 8 are drop prep. Create negative space. Either mute the ARP for a half bar, or automate utility gain down to negative infinity for an eighth or quarter bar. That moment of absence makes the amen and bass feel massive, and when the ARP returns, it feels intentional. Now some extra coaching that makes the ARP feel glued to the break. Use anchor points. Pick one recurring ARP hit that lands near the amen's main snare, usually on beat 2 and beat 4. Make those ARP hits slightly louder, like velocity plus 5 to plus 15. Everything in between can be softer ghost notes. That's how it stops sounding like drums plus synth on top, and starts sounding like one engine. Also decide what the ARP is supporting in the mix. Is it a snare friend or a hat friend? If it's a snare friend, emphasize around 1.5 to 3 kHz and keep the very top smoother. If it's a hat friend, let more 5 to 9 kHz exist, but carve out the harsh whistle frequency. Here's the practical trick. While the full beat plays, sweep a narrow EQ band until you find the annoying whistle. Then cut that spot 2 to 4 dB. The ARP will feel louder without you turning it up. Now, let's make it sit with the amen using simple mixing priorities. The amen has a lot of snap and attitude in the 2 to 6 kHz area, plus body around 150 to 250 hz, and sometimes harshness around 7 to 10 kHz. So if your snare loses presence when the ARP comes in on the ARP EQ, do a narrow dip around 3 to 5 kHz, like minus 1 to minus 3 dB. Small move, big result. If the hats get spitty, low pass the ARP gently around 8 to 12 kHz. Now do a simple sidechain, clean and minimal. Put a compressor on the ARP. Turn on sidechain. Choose the amen track. Ratio 2:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transient can exist a bit. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. We're not doing house pumping. We're just making microscopic space so the break stays punchy. Now set up the returns, because jungle space is all about short rooms and occasional throws. Return A, short verb. Put a reverb on it. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 6 to 9K. Low cut 200 to 400 hz. Tight room, not cathedral. Return B. Dub delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. Try 3/16 for swagger. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250 hz. Low pass 6 to 8K. Keep modulation low, just a hint, and automate delay sends only on phrase ends. If delay is constant, jungle loses punch and turns into soup. One more pro move. Keep throws clean by eking the returns. Put EQ8 after your reverb or echo on the return channel. During big throws, automate a higher high pass and a lower low pass. That lets you push the throw louder without fobbing the drums. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that kill pirate energy fast. Don't leave low end in the ARP. It will fight the sub and collapse the mix. Don't go too wide with chorus. It smears against amen hats and you lose punch. Don't skip automation. No movement means it feels like a loop, not a broadcast. Don't oversaturate. You'll get harsh fizz around 4 to 8K that makes you tired instantly. And don't leave reverb and delay on all the time. Jungle is tight, with occasional special effects. If you want to go darker or heavier, here are a couple quick options. Swap the saw for a harsher wavitable, then band limit it. Dark often means mid-focused and distorted, not necessarily bright. If you have Roar in Live 12 Suite, use it lightly as a tone shaper, then EQ after. Try parallel distortion, duplicate the ARP, distort hard, band pass it, then tuck it in super low, like minus 18 to minus 30 dB. That quiet trash layer can make the whole thing feel like it's coming through a dirty transmitter. And here's a mini practice exercise you can do in one sitting. Make a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8. Tighter band pass, lighter saturation. Bars 9 to 16, slightly wider band, more drive, maybe a tiny bit more width. Add 3 automation events, a filter sweep into bar 9, a reverb throw at the end of bar 8, a dub delay throw at the end of bar 16. Then do a mix check, mute the bass. Does the Amen plus ARP still feel exciting? Unmute the bass. Is the sub still clean and dominant? Finally, export and listen quietly. If the ARP is still obvious at low volume and your snare still snaps, you nailed the mid-range balance. That's the Pirate Radio sweet spot. Quick recap before you go. You wrote a syncopated ARP that behaves like percussion. You shaped it with EQ, saturation, and band pass filtering to get that broadcast tone. You used automation, throws, and negative space to create movement. And you mixed it to respect the Amen's transient space and the sub's territory.